Blog Talk Radio.
Travel like the narco. Got dope like Pablo. Cut dope like Pablo.
Cut dope.
Chop trees with the Draco.
Draco.
On the knock at Diego.
Diego.
Say hasta
luego.
We'll be in rapid kilos.
Yeah.
Snub nose with potato.
Straight out the jungle.
Yeah.
This real rap, no mumble.
Yeah.
My skin black like mumble.
Yeah.
Got sad spots in Honda. In the brick house,
yeah.
Used to hit live and go to my house.
Mama,
straight out the jungle.
Yeah.
Young nigga don't know nothing now.
Nah.
Young nigga know too much now.
Ooh.
Bow, 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 that'll slow him down.
Yeah.
We pick up the hundo. Then drop him off to Huncho. I came from the bando.
Travel like the
narco.
Got dope like Pablo. Cut dope like Pablo.
Cut dope.
Chop trees with the Draco.
Draco.
On the knob got Diego.
Diego.
Say hasta luego.
Luego.
We'll be in rapid kilos.
Yeah.
Snub nose with potato.
Straight out the jungle.
Yeah.
This real rap, no mumble.
Yeah.
My
All right, welcome to the Wednesday night wind down with your host, Shamor and Mim.
Hey,
honey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good.
No. That's one of my songs that I like.
I ain't never heard that song even though, before.
Oh, that's Dos Migos.
Is that who?
Migos.
I don't listen to them.
I know, I don't either. But, you know, when you try to do the Pandora, you don't really get to control what they play. And so that came on, and I was like, I kind of like this song. Just because it's just, I guess, the beat, I guess, because they still not really rapping.
About nothing.
Not about nothing, honey. Mm-hmm. Well, this is one of those shows where it's just us. And okay. I think Ron is, like, not here again, which would not surprise me. But I wish I had known that he wasn't going to be in this evening because I would have saved this topic until he was here. Because I would love his input on this topic, but we're going to talk about it a little bit.
Maybe he'll be in a little bit later.
Maybe he is a loser co-host and he's not never coming in. Y'all can tell him I said that. I don't care.
Okay.
But you know what? Okay, so let me tell you about today's topic because it started.
Where did it come from?
So I kept seeing this meme being floated around about this is a black lady, and she was going on her first date with this white guy, and what she attached was like how he just kind of came to her DM and was like, hey, can we go out and enjoy, you know, whatever, cup of coffee or whatever. And she was like, sure. And I guess a guy posted it saying, you know, white guys have it this easy to date a black woman, but a black man has to have everything going for him, be top of his game before she will entertain dating him. And I was like, because it's like, she wants you to have the best job. She wants you to have the best job, have your own car, have your own spot, be invested, 401k. And this dude just shows up in her inbox and says, let's go get coffee. And she's like, sure. And I was like, wow. Interesting.
What?
And then, so I don't know if you saw this other set of pictures going viral. Black lady, white guy, and they get married, and it's their wedding photo. And I was trying to figure out why did some mixed couple or interracial couple, why did their photos go viral? Well, if you click through the pictures, there's a whole full-on debate on these people's pictures. Now, these are their wedding pictures. You click on their wedding pictures, there's a full-on debate by women and men of all races about that very thing. Black man couldn't date her because he didn't have this, or he didn't bring this to the table, or she dating him because she hate all black guys because she didn't like her daddy. I mean, it's all kind of conversation going on that are just furthering the different, I don't know, I don't want to call it like stereotypical remarks, but like just the things that we often hear, we don't really know people say that. Well, that's all over these people's pictures. So I'm like, even when they go look at their pictures themselves, they got all these comments that don't have nothing to do with them. And, you know, every time people comment on your picture, it goes to your, you know, notifications or whatever. So they get all these notifications on their pictures. It was just so interesting. I'm going to see if I can pull that up and post it just so people can see what I'm talking about. And so then that was the flip of that, saying when black men date white women, and then there's this whole list of things that they say about the flip of that. They don't like black women because they mouthy, this, that, and the other. But, and I was like, okay, so we have a whole different, I guess this generation has a whole different discussion about interracial dating that I guess we're being allowed to have this conversation, because at some point you just, you know, it was like you're going to die if you have these interracial relationships, and that was the conversation. Is it worth your life? But now, you know, we could have a conversation about all these other things.
Sure.
So I'm going to find these wedding pictures because I want you to partake.
Yeah, I want to see these comments about these pictures because I'm concerned. Like, because they've even reached the point of marriage. So why are you nosy ass people worried about them?
And these are not even their friends. Like, these are just random
people. Why are you nosy people? Why does it even matter?
Yeah, it's like
what they do to
people. Yeah, so and so, come look at these pictures. And I was like, you're just tagging your friends and having a full on cultural debate here on these people's pictures. So I just thought that was interesting. And I was like, is this really a conversation? Like, this is a conversation now? But, I mean, the meme has been floated around so many times. So. I am looking for these wedding people. So have you dated interracially?
I tried it once.
Okay, and what was he?
He was Caucasian and Puerto Rican.
Not that that really mattered, but I'm sure people are, you know, visual.
I tried. It didn't even last 2 weeks. it didn't last long. I'm not going to say 2 weeks. It didn't last long. The situation was that his became, like, real possessive real quick.
Mm.
And it was more like, because, first of all, he always kept telling me, I don't date nothing but black women. My baby mamas are black. And I'm looking at him like, I don't care. You know, like, I don't care. And then.
That's really
no point,
huh?
Yeah, I'm like, what's the point of this? I don't care. I don't care if you date alien women. I don't care. And I recall the final moments of this whole situation. He was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, at that time I was working a different shift. And I was like, "I'm getting ready to go to work." He was like, "You don't got to go to work today. Stay and hang out with me." "No, I'm going to work today." He's like, "I don't want you working. Sir, you are 2.5 seconds into this. I got to go to work."
So he's like, you were just going to be like, "I'm not going to work today?" Like, okay, you said that, and so my bills don't need to be paid.
Right, like, what? Like, you don't pay no bills around my poets. Not one. And even if you do pay a bill, you still ain't going to tell me I'm not going to work today.
Yeah, you might say, since I'm paying all your bills, let's have a discussion. But you don't get to just tell me.
Right, and he was like, you know, he was just like real possessive and clingy. And I was like, "Nah, brother, you got to go."
Okay.
I'm good on you. I need you like I need an extra hole in my head. Nah, I'm good.
And do you think, like, that's just him, or do you think that's part of the stereotype? You know, that's one of the stereotypes about...
I don't know. I think it was it probably was him, because he had that other piece of crazy in there, that Puerto Rican. And see, I had dated a dude from the Bahamas at one point.
Crazy.
And I learned that I'm about to stereotype the shit out of them. That a lot of men from the islands are batshit crazy.
Not batshit crazy.
Girl, well, you got to uproot your whole house because this fool won't stop calling you and coming by your house.
No, we don't need that.
Yeah, uproot my.
Oh, no, you're doing too much.
I told myself after that experience, never will I ever again date a dude from anybody's island. No. I don't even care if your island was a part of America. No. I'm not.
Okay, so do you think it's something lost in translation? Like, what do you think? Do you think that there's like, okay, there's a cultural thing where women from that culture respond a certain way, and it don't work that way on this side? Like, I always wonder.
I don't know. I mean, it may be something that they may be used to, that women, you know, don't say much, because, you know, that their culture may be more of, you know, men take control of everything and you do what the man says. I'm not to say that men, my husband, whomever, he can't tell me what to do. Like, he can suggest some shit, but you're not going to tell me what to do. I think that it could be that they're used to those type of women, and where sometimes we, as not necessarily African American women, but American women, we have our own set of thoughts, and we kind of live by our thoughts. Like, we don't let somebody just tell us what I'm not gonna do and what they gonna tell me to do. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see what you done shared on this thing.
Oh, you done found them, okay. Make sure you got them.
But these people got whole ass kids. Why does it matter? Okay. So which comment?
Okay, I'm going to get right at it. We're doing a little bit much having this whole debate on these people's pictures. But do you see how dear black women on the behalf of all black women?
Why did you know I was reading that one?
Yes.
Read it out loud for the people.
Let me. he and this baby said a lot. Okay, so he was like, on behalf of all black men, I apologize. I know we put you guys through a lot of shit. I hope one day that you'll find the man you deserve, ladies, if you keep entertaining undeserving men. You're never going to find a man deserving of you. And just because he's white doesn't mean that you're going to have this fairy tale relationship. I am all for love, whatever, whether it's a black man or a white man. Not all black men are out here disrespecting you guys. He still goes on to say, I think I lost my place, and impregnating you, leaving you to be mother / father. I think most of you guys need to broaden your horizon, because there are black men that want to be the man that God intended for us to be. I love you, black woman. Interesting.
Okay. As I read some of the comments up under that, somebody said, shut the fuck up, Johnny. So I said, Johnny, please worry about yourself. Don't hate because you are stupid. They laughed at this comment. Wow.
I want you to hear this one too before you say what you say, because this is like the total. Okay, so I'm gonna read it. So then Connie says, the reason why it's more beautiful, to see a white man with a black woman is because he knows she's not a trophy wife. Okay, and so he's not with her to bash white women. And it's like, flip that. She is the best support for the struggles their children may face because she's been through much worse and he really loves her. It's not to make her into a trophy wife, because we as black women are never considered trophies. And he's less likely to make her a single mother.
Oh,
God. That's what your sister said that.
Oh. You said one of my sisters.
Yeah, one of your sisters said that.
Why she gotta be mad? And she ain't light skin, so she ain't know she not even light skin. She more your sister than my light skin sister.
That's your cousin.
Anyway,
your sister.
She, oh man, if she happened to be, she done. Oh God, she from North Carolina.
So I was like, no, but that didn't stop at this
former
picture.
Entertainment
this
in the entertainment industry. Are you used to be a stripper?
Yeah. But this conversation continues on every one of this lady's pictures.
I don't think that is the place for their conversation. I think these people just needed to mind their damn business, find you something else to do, because this is not the time nor the place. One, you don't even know this woman. Two, you just messed up all her cute pictures of her and her husband and her family. Like, are you serious right now? Like, as I go through these pictures, like, these are the cutest pictures.
I was like, I saw that, because at first I was like, okay, these are nice pictures, but I couldn't understand why they were viral, because it's like people that, where I saw them, I knew
like
that those people didn't know anything. And I'm just clicking through, trying to find, like, okay, is there a joke in here or something? And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at these comments. Like, these people really. I'm gonna do live.
Look at him.
I'm gonna do live so we can,
Have
live.
Let me make sure. I look like someone. My damn job today.
You gotta get ready. Hold on, Air America. She's not ready for y'all.
No. Well, my edges may be a little fuzzy. Don't judge it. It's okay.
You know there's no judging here.
Okay, I just need y'all not to judge my edges today, so they don't have a little food. They ain't laying down right now. I know you turn my TV down a little bit. But I can't with these people. I can't with them. Find something else to do with their damn lives. What I look like? Wait a minute. I'll go live in a second with you. Just going to make sure my face looks like something.
Yeah,
you
got
to
go
live
too.
No, no, I don't. Actually, I'm just going to make sure I ain't got nothing on my face and I ain't looking crazy. Crazy girl.
I'm teasing. You know I'm teasing you.
Okay. I'm fine. I just make sure I ain't got nothing on my face. And my hair ain't all over my head. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to go live. I'm going to put my friend on my live, too. And we're going to be... Are you on there yet?
Wait a minute. I'm updating something. I'm on him. And they said you live yet to me.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, it's doing something. Hold on. I don't want none of that stuff. Get that off of there. That's what I want to do.
That's the 21st.
Huh?
Are you live yet?
I'm looking for you.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for you.
You know how we do.
I know, right? It's trying to tell me
that you don't exist, but I know that you exist.
I know I exist too. I'm here. Don't talk about me like I'm not here. It's not. Let me make sure my other
Okay, you ready? We're gonna go, and then we're gonna go.
Okay.
And then okay. So here we go. And it's sad that we're doing this without. So here we go. It's starting the live. Okay. Are you available? Do you see it? Are you there? I think I might be able to add you when you see it.
Yeah, when I'm on there, that's when you'll be able to add me. So I am waiting for it to say that you're live, because it usually tells me when you go live. Okay.
So we're waiting on Imaj to show up as my friend, so she can go live.
Your live feed is not on your page.
Well, who pays is my last seat on? Because it's on my phone. Hello?
Let me check.
It's some people.
It's people watching. Hey, people watching. Okay, there it is. It finally showed.
It's delayed. There's a little delay to the live. I think there is like some hang time here that is retarded, but it's okay. So you see it now? So you're watching now, so I can, like, add you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm there.
Oh, there she is. Hey, friend. All right, so we're coming. We're adding it. I'm just, you know, trying to see why Facebook is not being friendly. Hey, you're so pretty. Like, what were you talking about?
Girl.
This is a person. Get on my nerves. Oh, she's having a bad hair day or something.
Yeah, she's not.
It's fine. She looks great. Again.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate you.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Okay. So we're talking about interracial dating, and is there some kind of new stigma that's not necessarily where, like, they just didn't want the races to mix, so people were, like, trying to, you know, do death threats and stuff. It's almost like you know what, it makes me feel like people are always looking for a cause, even if they have to make up. You know what I mean?
Right, like they're creating a struggle for a...
They just wanted to dump the whole plight of the interracial dating or the whole plight of the black man onto this black woman. And it was like really, you know, it's like, okay, but this is not why we have a disconnect. This is not why, you know, certain things are the way they are. It's not because she's dating a white guy. You know, there's so many other, just unity in general, like, that's the issue.
Like, who are we to say anything? Like, maybe she doesn't care to date a black man. Maybe her preference is a white man. Like, and it might not be that a black man did anything to her. She's just attracted to a white man. Well,
why? Right.
There's no problem. No, we don't know no black man did her wrong. She was like black man. Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. Well, maybe they didn't even maybe he was the only guy that ever asked her to go hang gliding, and she loved it. And you know, maybe it had nothing to do with any of those things. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes we just are looking for a piece of evidence to fit our cause. Like, this is my cause, so I know it's 100 other things that you're saying, but I'm going to say that one thing because it fits my cause. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because today is Wednesday, and I just want to look for something to be in an uproar about. And it's not always about that. You don't have to be in an uproar about everything all the time. Those people get on my nerves. Always in an uproar about something. You're in an uproar because it decided to rain today. You're in an uproar because the sun decided to come out. You're in an uproar because a piece of snow fell on your car and you slipped on the hood. You're in an uproar about nothing all the time.
And he was, and we had a little conversation going on the live, so I didn't want to ignore that. So, and I have this holder thing holding my camera, so I'm trying to read around that too. So
it says, "Okay." Oh, sorry, that's me.
I see some are looking for human contact. So maybe, maybe that's it. I mean, as simple as that. And some people do read a whole lot into something. I agree. But when I looked at those comments, and those of you who don't know what we're talking about, I just posted a set of pictures on my Facebook page. And if you look through those pictures, you'll see some of the comments about the relationship or the couple here and how it almost negates that they just fell in love with each other and just decided to build a life together. It's almost like each of them had a cause that they were rallying for. They just were not in love. So because she was a hurt woman and black men were the cause of her hurt, she went to seek out a white guy. And then when I was looking at some of the commentary for him, it was just like he was trying to save a basic chick. You know, she couldn't have been that wonderful because from one comment, black women cannot be troubled.
And she's absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful.
Yes.
And they made some old beautiful babies. And I'm like, why are we minding somebody else's marriage and business? That's, I don't get it. Like, they are, and they probably have, like, the corniest relationship. Because you never know, he might be that corny white guy that makes her laugh, and that's how he won her over. You know what I'm saying? It could be a lot of things, and it's just not.
This one guy,
I love the brothers, but they tap my nerves. this one guy just said, he said, man, fuck all that. Where is a black man, black woman page? This ain't gonna make shit change. Hell, just trying to show a different image, like black men don't take care of their families and shit. And he an older dude, so now he's back as the old dude. So it's like,
damn if you do, damn if you don't. That's what it feels like, because they're going to nitpick and find something wrong with this man. Oh, she's 30, he's 50. Okay, so what? Oh, well, he works in corporate America. Now she's a stay-at-home wife. And this is just me assuming with some stuff that may have happened or transpired, and they're just going to be in an uproar about, oh, so now she's lazy because she's a now stay-at-home mom. And it's a job in itself to be a stay-at-home mom. So you can't call her lazy, especially when she has toddlers. She has a toddler and a newborn. You better shut up.
I mean, and all of this conversation is happening simply about their pictures. They don't know this couple personally. So these are just
from
the
Adam.
Assumptions that they're. And so then you
and
get people that come on the post that are just kind of also baiting, basically trolling, and they say things like, yeah, this man sure knows how to treat a woman like a queen. And it's like, there are black men that know how to treat a woman. You know, let's not make this a general statement to everybody. Like, so it's interesting.
There are plenty of black men out here who treat black women very nicely. There are plenty of men out here who treat not even black women, just women in general, like shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say it's because of his race that he treats a woman like shit, because I've seen some white men treat the women like shit. So therefore, it doesn't matter upon race, but how someone treats you or anything else. Like, these people are tapping my nerves. That's why I don't read comments anymore, because of stuff like this.
Damn. Them comments
I
have
like,
you
I
in the ER.
I read
a comment
on somebody's page in forever, because my friend told me that I should stop reading comments on pages because I'm going to get in an uproar and I'm going to show out, and so therefore I stopped reading them.
Right. I mean, I was like, I am not going to keep arguing with people that I don't even know, because they are saying stuff that I know in my journey, it don't even matter. Like, I remember getting upset when somebody was on a post, they were talking about faux locks, and somebody was upset that people were getting faux locks because it took them all this time to grow out their locks. And I'm going, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't. If they were putting a whole head of weave in, you would have something to say about them not loving the texture of their hair. They're getting some textured hair that matches with their culture, and you're saying, yeah, that's fake, though, so it don't even matter because the meaning behind it is gone. And everybody doesn't even have locks because of the intent or the meaning behind it. Some people just, it's a trend.
It's a
fact. I'm doing that thing right there. It's like, come on, people. What are you really doing here? Like, everything is wrong. But that's my whole point. And, you know, I will blame some of it on social media being such a platform when there wasn't one. It used to be that you had to be somebody important to have any type of a platform. You had to be famous, or you had to be a politician to be able to say your personal thoughts aloud and have people actually listen to them. And now you don't. You can just be as random as you want to, and people
you can be an average old Joe off the street just speaking your mind.
Yep.
Even if it's just as the day is long.
I was looking at what Johnny was saying. He watched our live, and he was saying that in the pictures, he was just saying that she picked the right one. She said that he said that the wedding was marvelous. I'd have taken her to the J-O-P.
Johnny. I'm not going there.
I like Johnny, but, you know, every now and then he got sliding a good chuckle in there. And then Gigi said it is truly different now than in the past. The interracial dating itself is just different now.
It's definitely different now. It's more accepted than what it was before, but...
But, like, it's almost like it's scrutinized. You know, it's like, yeah, let's scrutinize it, though. Yeah, let's have people get married, but let's talk shit about them when they do it, you know. Let's say that they are ignoring who they are, their roots. Let's ostracize their connection and take away all the validity that they actually like each other. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know how people, when you were younger, people waited for you to do something. They were like, yeah, go touch that. Go ahead and touch that. And they all stood there and mm-hmm. watched till you did it so that they could mm-hmm. stay or laugh. Or, it's almost like that's what we do now. It's like we want people to do things that give us another reason to ostracize and critique things. Johnny said, only the cowards on social media. You might be on to something, sir. You might be on to something.
You know what, Johnny? I like to call them old keyboard thugs.
I
say it like this. You might be saying it online, but you ain't saying it to my face. How about that one?
Uh-oh.
Me and Dre had that conversation yesterday. We about somebody saying something.
I don't know if Dre gets to be a reliable source because Dre's crazy.
No, we were having a conversation yesterday about somebody saying something, and I was like, well, they ain't saying it to my face. I dare you to say it so I can go ahead and knock your teeth down your throat. But,
a little violent. You've been a little violent 2018.
Okay.
You've been a little sassy.
I need some sleep in 2018. I ain't slept yet.
2018 brought the thug out of you. The thug loving is happening over there. I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I'm glad we get to do this check-in on Wednesdays because I need to see if you got any throat tattoos and stuff. Because I am really nervous with you. You're just changing.
What kind of tattoo?
On the throat, you know.
I ain't got none of that. My tattoos are all in places where they can be covered up. So, no, I don't have nothing. No.
She's still a little kitty. She's still a little hot kitty, so she might be okay. But, I mean, like, if you guys listen to any old shows from this season, she has been jumping people's shit, including myself. She not being nice this season, and I'm a little bit afraid because I don't know where this is going to take
it.
This is sending us somewhere, and I'm afraid of where I'm going.
Don't be afraid of me.
I've been trying to stay quiet, but okay, so here's the deal. Because we were saying, because again, the topic is still discussing. Tonight's topic is still discussing: are those subliminals justified in any way? Is there any suggestion that dating outside of your race or culture, that it is because of a dislike for us? Because we can never negate those people that do actually say that is why they date outside of their race.
Those do exist.
They really exist. And some of them profess it publicly. And I cannot call this guy's name because I was going to Google it to find his name, but it's taking too much effort, and I do not want to give him that much. But he definitely has a problem with black women, and he's a black guy. And he has a show on YouTube. He has a YouTube channel that gets a lot of viewership, subscriptions, whatever. And I know somebody said, well, you must not like your black mama if you have all these negative things to say about black women.
Right.
But I do think that that's part of his issue. So.
Okay, so he's got some underlying issues that he probably needs to take care of.
Uh-huh. But he does not. And he does not hold it back, and he does address it. If people ever call into his show or question it, he always comes out and says, I don't care for black women. I'm going to find his name. Because I don't like to talk about
him. You can send me a message with his name. You ain't got to speak him into this.
Because I don't really want to give him that kind of, you know, people are looking for him, and then it's one more viewer that he has watching his stuff. Because I really don't support him. I really want to say bad things to him. Yeah, because he is, when he says,
you don't like black women, you don't like your mother, you don't like your aunts, you don't like your cousins, you don't like your grandmother, your great-grandmother. Dude, what did they do to you to make you feel like you can't love a black woman? What's wrong with you? You know what? Just give me this Negro's name.
I'm going to find his name, and I'm going to send it to you. And, yeah. And I know kind of what it is. I don't like to mispronounce names. Because I remember he was here for something, and he had an accident in Cedar Hill area outside of where I live. And
did you call the accident?
He was doing, no, see, so he had a little accident with this lady, and he talked so horribly to this lady, and of course she's a black lady.
Did you show a video of that on your page at one point?
Yes.
Oh, I remember that, Negro. Okay.
Yes, he talked to me so bad, and it went viral, and he was talking about, this is why people don't date y'all, look at your mouth, because she was supposedly talking, but you're talking to me. You calling me a bitch. You know, we had a little fender bender.
How do you expect me to react?
I do everything that people do when they have an accident, meaning I was not trying to damage my car or yours. And it was so ugly. I mean, the cops came out, and a lot of times cops don't come out for accidents that are simple anymore. They just say trade information and go on your way. But they had to come out, not just because of the accident, but because of his tirade, like how he was behaving, and it was just too much.
That's just too much. You can't be acting like this, sir. Like, this doesn't make sense. Like, you can't control, like, you can dislike me. You can dislike me all day long. But keep that to yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that whole situation with that accident, it was a car accident. He probably did he hit her or?
I think she did. It was one of those turn issues. Like, it wasn't your turn to turn, and you turning made me have to avoid you. And so in avoiding you, I mess up my car, I mess up,
So it was an accident. It wasn't on purpose. She didn't wake up this morning and say, oh, such and such is riding down my street today. I'm going to turn in front of him and make him have an accident. No, she didn't wake up in that sense this morning, and neither did she wake up for you to call her a bitch today. So, therefore, you provoked a situation, and now you're mad because she reacted in a way. What was she supposed to be, submissive to you and let you just continue to call her out her name and act funky and because in the street? sir, no. We have to put up our guards because this is how you're acting. But you mad because we put up the guards? Sit your simple tail down for and be glad I ain't pulled up, you know, anything else and just deaded you in the street because all this is not
right.
Clear.
So, it was way a lot. It was a way a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I just chose him because we're not supposed to be talking about him. I chose that example just to say that in some cases, those are the reasons that people are dating outside of their race. Like, I really truly...
And I wouldn't blame them for that point. I wouldn't blame them.
Yeah. And then, you know, you got... You know, I think about some of the discussions that I hear women have who have been looking for Mr. Right for a while, and they're ready to give up, and they have, you know, women come to the table sometimes with a list. Mr. Perfect is.
Yeah.
My Mr. Perfect is, and they have a list of my Mr. Perfect is, and they want to check off every single one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And if a man doesn't have something on that list, then he's not my Mr. Everything, right?
Right.
And then so you're like, you're limiting yourself now. And then you run into a situation where just because someone is that something different, they seem to be that something better. You
mm-hmm.
know? Got to be careful with that one, too. So,
Dating is so hard in life. Like, you have to be so conscious of every single thing that's going on. And I agree with you about the whole list of things because I used to be that person. I used to have a list.
Mm.
And then one day my list got thrown out.
Tell about the list.
I mean, and then my list got thrown out the window because I met someone that was just very different.
Okay.
And I felt like, okay, I should give it a try. And I did. Which is not a bad thing. So, yeah. I tried. I'm still in limbo.
Okay.
But I will say there's certain things I just won't tolerate. Like, the non-negotiables are still kind of there. Like, you're not going to talk to me all sideways and dumb shit. And you're not going to put your hands on me and you're not going to do all that. So those are non-negotiables. But I can play a little bit, like, as long as you got a passport and you like to travel and you like to laugh, I might be all right with you.
You are discriminating. You are discriminating.
How is that discriminating? I feel like every black person should have a passport. Get out of here.
So you have to have a passport. Like, if I don't have a passport,
like,
you can't work for me. You can't work for me.
Travel.
You can't. But you can work with me. You can grow me into that person that wants to travel too.
I'm gonna need you to go ahead and get your passport.
But
you
what if I
valid.
Don't? What if I don't?
Then
know
you gonna
about
get left
what
behind.
What if I'm not interested in travel when we meet, but we like each other, we click, and then eventually over time you make me more interested. And then you grow me into a traveler. What about that?
You see me looking over my glasses. I'd much rather you be prepared and already have one. I'd much rather that. But I understand if you don't have one, but are you doing something to get one? Because I think we all
well,
need to
I'm
have
not?
One.
What if I'm not?
I think we need to have one.
At first, I don't even care about travel. Because sometimes You know, we talk about,
it's
oh, I want a man
identification.
But we got to think about how we approach things. Like, I want a man who has his own business, but what if he doesn't? What if when you guys meet, he's not even an entrepreneurial spirit? But in the time
and he
that you
have
guys,
a dog. What's that dog?
But what if in the time that you guys are dating or whatnot, you spark that in him, right? Because you have your little entrepreneurial spirit all over the place, with 4 and 5 radio shows. And so he's like, you know what? I want to match her fly. I want to match her desire to do things. I want to match her. So let me look into me and see what I want. Let me start pursuing some things. And you spark that. And he takes off, and he's like, yeah, I'm doing this too. We're going to do this. We're going to become this couple because I enjoy it, but I admire how she handles what she's doing, and I think I could match her on my handling of my own thing too. And then he grows into that person over time.
Okay. I see potential in people. Don't get me wrong. I see potential in people. I see that.
But see, I think when we say potential, sometimes – when we say potential, we are limiting it to he's already talking about being an entrepreneur. Sometimes you're the spark. That's not even anything he ever dreamed of doing. You're the spark.
Okay.
And he's not going to talk that way before you even become part of his life. But once you step into that role, sometimes that's it. That's all I needed is to see something different, a little bit different, and then I could jump in there too. And I think sometimes that's how we, because we have that list, and I think sometimes we got our non-negotiables. Like, okay, I might not need 4 and 7. If he don't have 1 and 3, yeah, it's a no-go. And 1 and 3 are things that they can acquire or that you can bring into their life or that maybe you don't really need that because your 1 actually can be trumped by his 2. You know, sometimes we just, I love the fact that you stop doing a list because that list is important to not pigeonhole a guy, my list.
I don't think that some things are so bad. Like I see, like if I know I'm a workaholic. I know it. I have multiple things going on all at once. I may sleep 6 hours if at night if I can. But I definitely would want him to have something that he can do while I'm busy. You know, because, you know, you already know I'm not that person to be up under you 24/7 and want you in my face because I got things to do. I ain't got time to do this. Now, if you live with, like, if we're living together, this is my, at this point, this is now my husband. He understands, like, okay, she's at home at night, so I need to love on her or whatever the case may be. But whatever. Oh, but you know, that's the only way I'm going to sleep. But anyway, I can deal with certain things. He doesn't necessarily have to be an entrepreneur. Dude, have a job. Have something to go to every day. You know, I can't take care of no other adult. I can't do it. Now, unless you got some medical issues that you have and that keeps you from working, then I understand it. I'm not a horrible human. I recognize certain things happen in life.
Right.
You know what? I am watching you. I'm not a horrible human.
I do not.
But it's just certain things. And I just know the things I don't want. Like, I don't want you to just be an ass. I don't want you to be. I've had enough asses in my life. to know that I'm just not going to be with an ass. And it's so funny because me and someone else were talking about this type of situation. We were talking about it, and he was saying to me, he's like, they're making me out to be a horrible person. They're saying that I'm this asshole, but you don't treat me like that. And I was like, because they don't understand you. It takes sometimes people just trying to understand where you're coming from and how you are. They're not going to understand that. And I said, I am an understanding person. I understand that you have things that you deal with on a daily basis, and that it's not as necessarily as holy type situation. You're just not trying to take no shit off nobody. So that's what that was. And I was like, people misunderstand some things. You know, like, I'm not always a bitch, even though somebody called me one earlier this week.
Nobody would call you that. That would be so rude.
Yeah, they called me one because of the simple fact that I wasn't trying to hear shit they were saying. And it was because they were talking stupid. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, did you not hear what I said to you? I'm the type of person, if I say exactly what I mean, and I mean it. I didn't sugarcoat what I said. I meant it. And because you heard something different, that's not on me. That's on you. I said exactly what I said. In the words of Nene Leakes, I said what I said.
Maybe I'm going to start a whole new live feed where we can title this Easy Minded Bitch.
Jerk, no, I'm not.
Just to keep it relevant. That's all I'm saying, sis. Don't read too much into that.
Like, no, please. No.
2018 has brought out a new Imaj. I don't know if it's a bitchy Imaj. I don't know. I'm not never calling my sister a bitch. However,
no, never that.
2018 has done something to her that I was not prepared for. I just told myself
that I'm not going to take no shit off nobody ever because I take a lot of shit from people. Like, people are like, oh, she's so
awesome. I ain't never taking no shit from nobody.
I don't care who you are. I ain't taking no shit from nobody.
Thank you. You ain't never took nobody. Not when you were my friend. No.
What? Friend? 2017 taught me so much to say that, I'm going to say this. 2017 taught me who my friends were, okay? Taught me that. It taught me never to depend on any other person or anything for nothing. Don't depend on nobody. Just do your own shit by yourself. It was definitely a learning year, not even a season for me. It was like a learning year, 2017. And I was like, you know what? I'm not taking no shit from nobody, period. I don't care who you are. I mean, and I'm just going to do me. And if you come into my life and you get into this lane, you better come running because I'm not really stopping. Like, I'm going to keep going. So,
and you missed
that shit. Huh?
I said you missed that shit because you got a whole bunch of jobs and you're not nice. No, I mean, you are. Yeah, you mean.
I'm nice. Because, I mean, and that's funny because people try to say, you talk to me.
If this is the first 2018 season show you've listened to, do yourself a favor, check out some of the archives already, and you will notice that Imaj is on some super gangster thugged out life stuff. And she's been talking shit to everybody. Yeah. and it's new. But I mean, I like it, so it's cool. Unless she turned on me. She turned on me last week, but it's okay.
Stop telling that.
You,
I did not turn on you that week.
You agree with Ron on air. Like,
I don't do that from time to time. I do it.
Never agree with Ron on the air. We might tell him later that was funny. You were right. But we don't never agree with Ron on the air. And you did it. Like, you traded on me. Like, I was crushed. I took my toys and I went home. I didn't know how to deal with it.
First of all, it was funny. One, it was funny. Two, I literally agree with it because I agreed to his assholiness and to his jerkism, if that's a word. And I tried to take up for him being tardy this evening and not even showing up, but I'm going to have jokes for him tomorrow in the office. So, either way.
We light and see that old bony ass tonight.
Yeah, like, I'm always here for the turn up. That's me. I'm here for the turn up, forward. That's me.
This joke, this Joker has missed two. Like, you showed up one day to work.
Does that sound familiar?
Kind of bull is
Does that
there.
Sound familiar to your life? Because it sounds familiar
I told him he has become that same person. They just jump out of each other's clothes or something. They're the same people.
Jump in. Jump out. I guess it's so funny. I'm trying to love. Don't get me wrong. I want to. It's hard. It's not hard. It's just that I'm not even gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it on air. I'll tell you on air.
Start a great conversation about relationships. And this is not insane on the air. I just think, you know, again,
you ever,
just to recap, we probably need to start a new feed because we don't want people coming on here thinking that we're talking about interracial dating. We're not talking about interracial dating. So we need to go back to interracial
dating. We're talking about all types of dating. We're talking about dating.
We're still talking dating. Yes, we are. But I do think that people look for people who are compatible. And I think that becomes more important as you get older. Like, are we compatible? Because,
right.
I'm sorry, I'm having to make some adjustments. The phone itself is deciding that it's wanting to die, and I'm not playing that dead phone. So, anyway. And sometimes compatibility gives us.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to plug the phone up and still record. Sorry, but sometimes it takes away our ability to. I hate to say this because then I sound horrible myself, but in trying to search for that compatible person, we start to limit ourselves. People that have been through or done or lived where we lived or done what we've done. Oh, so it just ended the whole live feed. Thank you.
Okay. So let me ask you this. This is my question. This is my question to that. Do you want me to wait for another live feed to come up so I can ask that question so other people can hear it?
You can go ahead and ask that question.
Okay, so what happens? You find the person you're compatible with, and for whatever reason, you both are just in a place where you can't really nurture
everything. Like the whole relationship thing. How does that pan out? I got issues.
And when you say, but like, we say nurture everything.
Okay.
Okay. When you say nurture everything, are you saying, are you saying like just like physical needs, or are you saying in any means, like I can't help you financially? Are you limiting a lot of stuff when you say you can't?
No, like just not having, having the time to, huh?
I think it just doesn't want to work tonight. That one
okay. Invited me. But
what are we doing here? Okay.
Like nurturing meaning like you don't have time to really date. Like you don't have time to do the whole dating and get to know you thing and spending time. How do you deal with that? I mean, and sometimes distance may play a part as well. But like, and you both have feelings for each other. Like these are like deep rooted feelings, but you just don't have the time.
You don't have the time. And
right. That
means that you don't have the time to have the relationship.
Yeah.
So what are you wanting?
I don't know what I want. I just know that I feel a way. I don't know. Life is happening fast, way too fast. And I need to understand some shit. But, that's all I'm just asking.
Okay.
So maybe I'll figure it out at some point.
Did it invite you to this week?
Okay, wait a minute. It came through. It's coming through. It's coming through. Hi, there's you. Here's me, I think. It's not,
yeah.
It don't have the, oh, there it goes.
Yeah.
But,
okay. Okay, because you asked me, you said, but you don't have time to nurture it. And then you said, but you don't have time to do the whole get to know you thing. And then, so then I was left with, then is it a relationship? What is it? What do you call this? Because if I'm not trying to get to know you, I'm not going to be able to be there for you or do the girlfriendy stuff all the time or whatever. So we're settling for something. It's convenient
okay. Because
we're agreeing, you know, we're agreeing, like, you don't have to do it and I don't have to do it, but we're going to be in this thing. So is it just sex? Is it just talking dirty on the phone, sending penis pictures? I mean, what is it?
Because it's
not the traditional relationship.
Okay, so it's definitely a situation that you and I have talked about with a particular person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's just that it's you know, it's past all of the texting and pictures and all that stuff. You know that. But
they really do this to me.
Huh?
Somebody they said it's a situationship.
It's not even, you know, because it's deeper than that. Like I said, you and I have talked about how deep it runs. It's just that we're in two different places, physically. You know?
So it's a long distance.
Right. We're just in two different places, physically.
Which takes away from our ability to be together all the time and provide whatever that is for each other.
Right.
The thing is that we do together. We don't have that element. So our communication, our telecommunication is really important.
That's definitely still an open line. That's always been an open line.
Do we have any plans? Like, what are the plans with that? Like, because, you know, some things are cool or were really fun or fine when we were 26. It was fun. That's just fun. I'm doing stuff over here. I'm doing with you, our thing over here. We're cool. We got time. That was cool at 26. And where we were mentally at 26. Because some people, you know, 26 and 30 are the same thing for them mentally. But then let's say, you know, you've done some things, you moved into some other places in your life. You have grown into a space where, I can still do this. But I am slowly moving towards some goals and in my direction. And I'm not talking about relationship goals. I'm talking just life goals. I want these things in my life by this age. So you have your different goals that you're obtaining. So in doing that, though, something tends to happen to us because as we start moving through our goals and obtaining those goals, we start having less time for bullshit. Like, period. Like, friends.
2018.
You know, things that are not helping move us in that direction because we want to have our time, you know? We want to have our time. So I'm going to invest my extra into this because this is a goal for me. So I'm putting some time over here. I'm doing this because, you know, this is paying my bills. I'm doing this because I have plans for that as well. So I'm investing some time over here extra. I don't have all this willy-nilly time to play games and stuff. So I'm talking about with my friendships. I'm talking about with this where I'm getting my money. I'm trying to lessen that if I don't love that. I'm also talking about those things that are near and dear to my heart because that time matters too. When I do invest my time into that piece, I want that to be going somewhere as well. And I guess that's where I am with this situation. It's like, well, what are we doing? Yes, today, that relationship thing is like, well, you know, we know what it is. But we know what it is with some intention for it. Like, I'm okay with something today because if I know for sure that in a couple of days, in a year's time, there's another goal for that, and every factor is working towards that. I'm cool with the stuff that I have to deal with today because this is temporary. A lot of people can get through things. If you think about how people were trained to survive, seeing things as temporary doesn't mess with you so much. It's when you don't know how this is going to go on that you're like, I can't fucking do it. So you got to have some conversation that either makes this temporary, and I know this is temporary because our alignment says, yeah, I got to do this and this, and I'm trying to work on this and this. So let's give ourselves 18 months to get to a point where it's less temporary and closer to permanent. Or it's more direct, or it's more outlined what we're doing, and it's not a situationship anymore. We're actually making some things definite for our liking. Again, because you can't let outside factors dictate what you do. If it's okay with you and it's okay with the other person, then it's fucking okay. But if it's only okay with one of you and the other person is compromising, I promise you that person is compromising because they think it's temporary, and y'all got to get some understanding about it. As you as a person start to get to a point, and it's not age dictated because some people it happens early for. That's why you see a lot of people that are younger with all of these ducks in a row. And sometimes it's later bloomers. But when you start focusing in and narrowing on shit you want done, that kind of becomes who you become. So mm-hmm. it starts to pull in like a vortex. All this other stuff starts to be important for lining up too. And you mm-hmm. you know, after a while, you're making lists to obtain your goals. You're making lists to obtain the mini goal before the big goal. And you're making a grocery list too. You're like, I ain't never made a grocery list. You don't have time to waste. I need to go in the store, get this shit, and get out. That's just what becomes your life. You know what I'm saying? It's a vortex. It just starts to happen because you are directed. So you cannot be wasting time. Because the time you waste in that grocery store, you need to be on a conference call. I don't have time for that. I need to get in here and get out, go handle my business. You know, that's what life becomes. And you can't, it's uh-huh. really hard to be focused on things because you're focusing on things. I don't know if you realize it. You're focusing on things. It's hard to be focused on things and have this one wild hair that's just irritating your ass.
Like this one hair right here always is just acting funny.
But I'm just saying, you know, that's like, and you're trying to figure it out because you're still growing and you're like, now, this is the same exact stuff we were doing 2 years ago. Why is it bothering me so much today? This was fine 2 years ago. Why do I care? And that other person starts to say that. We've been doing shit like mm-hmm. this. Why do you care? Why do you have to be so funny now? Why are you tripping? Then you become tripping. So,
they haven't said necessarily that, but okay. I think that I think they may be realizing that I may not be there later.
Just want you to know, our live is about to end because it just said so. I was talking, you were talking, and you said, bye.
I was talking.
You were talking to me about it. I was like, okay. We actually had one or two viewers.
You were
saying,
we was having a good old conversation.
And look, it is just now it's just playing. I naturally play. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So this is the possessed camera. It's possessed. It's not even trying to be our friend tonight. We're gonna give it a minute to get itself together and not stop being angry.
I didn't make it angry. I promise I wasn't no B to it. I would be. My chest is heavy.
Get out of here.
Oh, God. My chest is heavy. I just put a nail somebody else into whatever. Like, I swear for Moses. It's like I asked for all of this, and I'm like, oh, God, I asked for it, and I received it in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Next time, I'm going to be more careful about what I ask for. Dear Lord.
That's
I just want to sleep. You know what, Lord? I just want to sleep a little while longer. Follow up.
Mm-mm. That's out of the cards.
It is out of the cards. And you know, you ain't going to get no sleep ever.
Yeah. It ain't happening.
What's so funny is that, and while we're waiting for your lobby to come back up, so I got to. It's now Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Yeah. So they changed the day at the radio. And now I only have Thursdays off now. They changed it at the radio station so that it could be a lot more easier for the kids and whatnot. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and some Sundays we're in the studio.
No, and
I still work a full time job and turned around and got a part time job. Girl, different.
You're doing it too much. Look, I need you not to see yourself.
I need a nap. Because today I ain't getting no nap. I ain't getting no nap today.
But you haven't really been cussing a lot for somebody who didn't get their nap.
Say what?
You haven't been doing all that extra cussing. You know, sometimes when you don't get your nap, you cuss a lot.
Yeah, and I use big words.
Big cuss words.
Big cuss words.
Big cuss
words. you know what? I don't know. Maybe I ain't got enough alcohol in my system yet. Who knows?
You didn't drink today.
No, I got drink. I've been drinking while we've been on. But I actually got a whole lot, and I just only poured one glass. Normally I wouldn't have had two or three at this point. I only had one.
Oh, you've been cutting back a little bit.
I got to get up. 6 a.m. comes real quick. So I can't throw too many back. And still got to be up at 6 a.m.
I'm waiting on you just to know.
It's crazy because that person is like the hugest supporter of it all. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But, you know, it is what it is. We'll figure it out. Make life happen.
I know.
Yep.
And then now, you got to look at all the pieces because all the pieces do matter. Don't let me say that like they don't. All the pieces do matter. Like people who have to do a lot of front-end dedication and time in order to get into the groove of their career, yeah, you can't be demanding on somebody like that. You know, you knew what this was. You knew this was going to take some years to get it going. So, no, don't play dumb at all. But, okay, when we get to that little grace period is over, yeah, we're not going to be dating for 25 years.
No, we're not going to do that. We ain't even, look, we're getting too old to be waiting to 25 years, Annie, because if the plan is the plan, you know, there should be one more in life, one more. And if I don't have that one more by a certain time, it ain't going to be no one more.
Right.
So
fair. Fair.
Fair.
Fair.
I don't know. It'll be fine. I mean, I know it'll be fine. It'll work itself out. And I'll be okay. I got other stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
But, okay, let me ask another side question to it. And then this is a different situation.
Okay.
It's a new situation. You tell someone, I think we've talked about this before, like you tell someone you're not interested in some shit and they keep telling, you know, they keep doing stuff. And I had to ask somebody, did you not hear what I said before? Because the way you're moving is that you're moving in the direction I said I didn't want to move into. And I had to ask her, did you not hear me? Because I meant what I said. So this whole dating thing, it's not even, and this is not because of the black man or anything else, or, you know, I love black men. I love them all. They make my insides warm.
You can tell me the same thing with you.
They make my insides, wait a minute, my tablet fell.
When she proclaims her love of black men to me, I didn't know what I was supposed to say. So I thank you for all the black men that I am not, but that I know.
I like black men. I mean, I like men, period. So I don't understand why it's always somebody is like, I'm just trying to get us back on track. why they just won't let these people be great? I think that's what it is.
I mean, yeah. That's the problem. That is the problem in America.
Whatever happened to just minding our own black ass business? Whatever happened to that?
That was funny to me. I'm sorry, that was funny to me.
What?
Because
like, literally, we spend so much time minding everybody else's business. Like,
we don't have
to anymore.
People don't have to mind their own business anymore. We decided that. Like, why? I can get on my, and then I can get on my page and talk about your business. And when you come on my page to tell me don't talk about your business, I can tell you that this is my page. I can talk about anything I want on my page, even if it's your business. I mean, that's what we are now. That's what we are as a society. And so that is, unfortunately, we're trying to mix the two places. We're trying to mix our old ways of being respectful with this new way of disrespecting shit. Like, it don't go together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want old school, classic, but you want the newest contemporary technology. Like, that ain't old school classic then. I mean, that's
no.
Okay.
I do spend my days minding my business, though. I, like, except, you know what? Like, if I make somebody told me that I was need to be in the corner today because of something I said on my Facebook page, because clearly I wasn't minding my business, but I was wanting to know if the baby was coming.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Everything means somebody's business.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know what the baby
says. Your Facebook page is on. You be doing a lot.
I'm going to start posting random ass shit and see how much of it gets around. That's what I'm going to start doing. Let's see how much people mind their own business. If you mind your business, you wouldn't see it.
And that is the end of that conversation, America. If you mind your business, you will see all day PM. This is the new and improved Lady E. We don't even call it Imaj anymore.
Bye, you
Lady
look like baby. That's all I'm going to ask.
Mind your business. Mind your motherfucking business in 2018. Or she gonna pull the chopper out. That's all we got to say about this.
You're silly. Whatever. But yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Did you date a white man?
It looks like it's time to wrap the show up, Iman.
Come on.
Ain't
that a question? Would you date a white man? Yes, no, maybe so. Have you ever dated a white man? Nope. Okay. That's fine. Ain't that wrong with it?
After I've gone to Wakanda, I don't know that there are any white men that can compete with that Black Panther.
Now, let me tell you something. I can say this.
I think that there are some attractive men of other ethnicities and races and cultures, whatever you want to say. I think there are some beautiful men in those cultures. I can look at them all day. I can flip pages. I can let them take nice pictures that I can glance upon. But I think my problem comes in when you take off your clothes and try to put your flesh on mine. That's what I can't imagine. And I don't know.
Oh, my God. You look like you're about to throw up.
I'm good. I had a little cough, and I'm good. I just... And again, it's just
You okay over there? You all right? Mm-hmm. You're okay. That's funny. That's so funny.
But I'm never saying never, because just as soon as you say never, you will end up laying up under a white man with his clothes off. So I'm not going to say never. I'm just saying.
It just ain't your preference.
Right. Okay. But I do think that you are gorgeous men of all. I mean, I look at y'all. When y'all be taking pictures, I be looking.
I don't be looking.
We be looking together.
I don't really like watching them on porn. I don't be looking at them.
Now, I ain't never heard her say she ain't like to watch no porn stuff. Ever, not even once.
And it's funny. It's awkward. I giggle most of the time when I watch it.
When the Carolina Kitty say she don't even want to see the porn, that's on me. Everybody be quiet. I need to have a moment of silence. Everybody, moment of silence for all the little penises that are not getting watched by the Carolina Kitty.
I can't watch it. This is so funny. And that's not even because like. And I told you, I was with a dude for like some months that was a lot lighter than me. Just felt weird. Like, it was red hair down there. Like, what is this? And
You touched it.
And we dated for some months. And then he got weird. So it was like,
I tried.
You can't say I didn't try. I can't. I much rather try and fail than say I didn't. And I tried, and it failed because he was an ass. But
do you see this look right here?
He looked like you've been through it. It was from years ago. It was before you met me.
This is a look of me judging you right now.
Don't judge me.
I judged you for like 2 minutes. Two whole solid minutes, unbreakable, no blinking. I judged you for 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes? Why? Don't judge me. I think, you know, season zone. But that, I know that ain't for me at this point in life. I was about to be real inappropriate, but I'm not going to say that.
You've been taking me to the
side. Oh, it was about to be. It was about to be disgusting.
You know that you're going to get them safaris in faraway lands. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's talk about this in the archives. Because I know this show is over, but we got to talk about this in these archives, girl.
She wants to talk about the team.
We're gonna have some girls out. Y'all don't mind us for a second. Girl, first and foremost, them Lil Wayne was mad. Oh, they was walking around hot like fire on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Yeah. They was walking around hot, honey. They was steaming on them little balls.
You cannot assume that all little peens have little balls. That's not necessarily true. Some of them are all ball and no peen. So some of them have big balls.
Them balls was hot. You hear what I'm saying to you? Oh, they was hot like fire, honey. I probably got cussed. I was probably a bunch of black bitches in somebody's head that day.
You know, I probably give them some advice, and I told them, look, believe me, women have looked at this picture all type of ways. They blew it up on their little phones. They turned the phone sideways. Do not put that picture in nobody's box, inbox, DM, whatever, pretending that it is yours, because women will know. because they have seen it. They go. Women are going to be able to say, "Is that Safari?"
We can take that Negro out in a lineup. You hear what I tell you? And that's the thing. Like, if it's a, especially, like, I'm going to say this, any team that I know, I can pick it out in a lineup. I mean, people going to know what's what. But, and it's like, dude, this is so, they're like, why is he, it doesn't matter. Why is he showing it? It's the same thing if one of these, it'd be just like Amber Rose showing her box again. It would be the same thing. So what? I think that they don't like the fact when women ogle at them. Now you know how that shit feels. And it's the same Negroes who complained about not being able to get into the gray sweatpants gang and the beard gang. And so they're the same ones sitting around complaining. Sir, if you don't get your little boat and your no beard has sales and you don't need to wear nobody's gray sweatpants ever because they're going to tell your secret. Get over there to the left. Over there, movie, and sit. All day was hard. And you know me, I don't care.
And it's amazing. We talked about this once before, but it's amazing how people really want to be objectified. You know, people want to be objectified. And the problem usually sets in when they are not. When I don't fit the mold of what you are objectifying, then it's a problem. But as long as I am in, I call it I'm popular, or, you know, I'm popping, or, yeah, ladies love me. But as soon as I don't fit that, oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't treat people like that. Oh, you ladies have
y'all are nasty, and you all sitting around looking at dick pics and this. Man, shut your little weenie ass up. Shut up.
Yeah, double standards. You don't want nobody doing that to you, but you're doing that to men. And it's like, really? Are we going here?
Exactly.
Do you want to do this?
I remember.
You don't want to do this.
Negro. And I'm not the one to do it with.
Mm-mm.
I'm not the one. Because you can't be like, well, you got your titties out. Yep, they big. You see them. Now what? You saying that like I don't live with these bitches every day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, sir. Shut up.
That's
like,
it is,
I know somebody's gonna comment about
him.
Say what?
Something's wrong with you. You are hilarious.
No, nothing's wrong with me. Like, you act like I don't have
She did a whole notion. Like, I would pick these. I mean, she picked them up imaginarily. You see how she She's scooping them up, gentlemen.
I got on my pajamas. You just leave me alone.
You are not ready to come like this. You cannot handle the life of them.
I'm on my pajamas. But anyway, but yeah, like don't do that. Don't make it seem like we out here just ogling this man. He dropped it so we could see it. Might as well look. And he dropped the video. Might as well watch.
Guys are crybabies. So as soon as they got a reason, they cry. So, yeah.
I'm going to
get in trouble. I know people are going to be like, oh, no, some more. I'm sorry. Not really, but I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. But what's so funny, the ones who you know, like, some men, they ain't even say nothing. They just laughed at and kept him pushing. That's a brother that know exactly what he got, and he know that women lose their shit over him. Like, yeah, they don't need to say nothing. It's them blue wieners that always got to say something. Always the loudest, the smallest, and loudest in the room.
And you call him a chihuahua? You called him a chihuahua.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
You called him a chihuahua in a pack of...
The smallest and the loudest.
What was it? You got someone with a big dog.
And the big dog will one time, you gonna sit your ass down. That little thing, you will kick it and get on with that little dog.
Chihuahua is in a gang of masses, and the master's not even barking, and you over there, and all
gapping.
The masters are like, dude, sit down, we good. Yeah.
Shut up, like, and they're going to kick you in your head. Get you to shut up.
And you're going to take a pop, and then you're going to do 15 flips.
They're
going to
do like this. Look, they're going to do something like this. Just be quiet. But it's so funny because I think somebody got mad at me yesterday. Somebody got mad at me because of it.
Why? Because you talked about all the penis stuff?
Because I said,
sensitive.
They so sensitive. Because I said that little Winnie's was being exposed. And what else did I say? I can't remember. I post so much shit. What did I say?
You knew people were going to be upset. That's why you did it.
Oh, it's because, you know, I don't care. I say what I want to. I don't care. What did I say?
Though? Again, everybody sees the emergence of Lady E, 2018, gangster. We ain't playing that shit. That's who this is. Every time she surfaces, I just feel like to go ahead and let her know when we saw that.
We're gonna call it a night.
We're gonna call it a night. That's a bit. That's a bit. Because you have not had any rest, and that's why you really to go in and go ham on the crybabies from yesterday. No. You're going to get some sleep.
I'm going to tell you all about it.
I'm going to wait until tomorrow, though. While I'm working, I'm going to tell you all about it. She is still about to tell on you. Don't think, because we're off the air, she's not. She's still going to tell on you, but she's just going to tell me personally. Then every time I see y'all, I'm going to laugh. We enjoyed y'all hanging out with us. Next week, we're just going to give you guys complimentary eggs, and you'll be able to throw them at Ron. But he's not here tonight. I'm going to let you do it tonight. Let you come to work. So there you go. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night, and we'll see you next week. Good night, everybody. Okay, now it can go off.